please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Mother or Monster. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, right now I'm on a crusade to point out all the foibles of females. Yes, look at the bullshit that they do. Yes, I don't know if this bitch is a mother, but in a way she is a mother. She's a surrogate mother to all these people. And look what she does. Middle school teacher, allegedly, sure, allegedly, huh? Had regular sex with student. Ugh, then at Stock 10 when he dumped her. Yes, look at this dumb bitch. She's not ugly. She actually reminds me of this one chick I was fucking, but she was 22 and, I don't know. Maybe this is what happened after Gonzo fucking deflowered her or whatever. Well, anyways, this is just a little taste, just a little sliver of the monstrosity that females are. Oh, yes, you want to see what the piece of resistance, or maybe I should call the piece of shit. Yes, let me bring her up. Yes, look at this chick. In my opinion, this chick is a piece of fucking excrement. Yes, she had her daughter transition into a dude. And guess what her daughter did? Yes, at the age of 25, she killed herself because she's a tranny. Yes, what would you do? What would you do? Yes, this chick, instead of admitting that she fucked up and messed with her daughter's fucking noodle, she's saying that what she did is good. Yeah, she thinks she's a great mother. Well, let's play the clip and see if this bitch is actually right, or is she a fucking evil, cruel bitch that this is the reason why women don't deserve rights. Yes, repeal the 19th. I know I'm in the minority, but sooner or later you will see my view. Yep, just play the clip and you'll see. Well, it doesn't say nothing about getting your dick chopped off or your titties or anything like that. It says they're supposed to respect you and give you your preferred name and stuff like that. But it doesn't say nothing about tranny shit, so I don't know what you're talking about, lady. But it's your story, so you tell it the way you want it, I guess. Yeah, well, you get pieces of shit like you that pervert their children and do abominations like this. Yes, you think someone's supposed to have that thing between their legs? What the fuck? That's not a pussy. That's just a fucking abomination. That is degeneracy. That is evil. Yes, a woman did this to her daughter. Oh, not a pussy, but turned him into a man. So, yeah, this is the kind of shit that people do. Don't do tranny shit. Yes, you're fucking up your kids. It doesn't matter, it's not my kids, but jeez, man. Have some fucking respect for fucking your kids. I know you made them and they're your property now, but there is consequences. And the consequence was death. But let's continue.
I had a transgender son that I loved and nurtured for 25 years.
Yes, because of people like you, you turn your children into Frankenstein monsters. Look, case in point, it says right here, exclusive, sinister email sent by trans woman as she stalked surgeon who carried out her gender reassignment. Yes, like I said, Frankenstein's monster. We have Dr. Frankenstein created this creature, and now that creature is coming back for revenge. So what are you gonna do, friends? I could think about not turning kids into trannies, but I guess we're on this trajectory, so let's continue.
Been out for 8 years, we went through tons of counseling, we had to jump through all sorts of hoops before he could start any kind of hormone therapy.
Well, guess what now, fella? Now your kid is dead. Enjoy! Yeah, bitch, if you're truly a good mother, what the happened to your kid? Where is your kid dead? I could tell you, because you perverted your kid, and now they went gonzo. Enjoy.
And anybody who knows me, I defy you to tell me that I am not a good parent.
You got your kid killed because of the bullshit that you did to them. So, yeah, you're a horrible fucking mother. If I was a you, I'd commit seppuku, but that's just me.
Very obvious why this is my hill to die on.
Yeah, you're not only a horrible parent, but you're a horrible human being. This is what you do to your child. But yeah, your child went from female to male. Yeah, this is still fucking fucked up either way. You perverted your child. These are the things you're not supposed to do to your kids. But you don't give a fuck because of feelings. And now your feelings got your child nuked. So, fuck you, bitch. Yes, now that you see why women don't deserve their rights, they do shit like this. But, yeah, this is the trajectory that we've been chosen. Yes, we didn't choose this. We've been thrown into this mix. And if you don't think we're not going to have a civil war or even worse, you're fucking stupid, then fuck. But let's continue.
But why is this your hill to die on? Mind your own fucking business.
This is my hill to die on because of pieces of shit like you. Yes, what you did is a great disservice to your daughter. Yes, your daughter could have got fucked and become a mother. You could have become a grandmother. But now what do you have? But a fucking tombstone with a fucking dumb bitch that thinks it's a dude. Yes, you're a fucking horrible human being. Wonder when you're gonna realize that you fucked up. Probably never. And you lost a daughter because of it. You should be ashamed of yourself, but of course, because of the bullshit that's going on and the feelings flying around because of yeah, you're not gonna see that as a bad thing. Fuck you, bitch. Now you know why women don't need any rights, because they do stuff like that, and it costs this person's life, and she don't care because it's all about her. Me. 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 How about fuck you, you stupid bitch. You got this crap, and now... but you have nothing, and now you're an old bag, and your bloodline ends there, hopefully. Because if you have another child, goddamn, that person probably won't live that long, and they do the same thing as this one. Well, it don't matter. In the end, it doesn't matter. None of this shit matters. But just don't be a bitch like these people, because if you live as a bitch, you're going to die as a bitch. And don't be one, friends. There's nothing good out of that, so... be the best person you can and just fight for the better future, because no, we gotta take these women's rights away because they do some fucked up things and we can't allow this to happen. For the future, these women must lose their rights. Do you agree? Yes or no? Well, I'll leave that to you. Well, goodbye, friends.
So I'm a low-income girly. I've been on food stamps on and off for the better part of like 6 years. I moved out of my parents' house when I was 20, so I'm 26 now. So I've been on food stamps for about that long. Tell me why. I just got this fucking letter in the mail, and I haven't been on food stamps for about 6 months because I got a new job like 5-6 months ago, and I knew I wasn't gonna qualify. Tell me why I got this fucking letter saying that I owe food stamps $2,095. What the fuck? They also don't give any options for like payment plans on here. Or they didn't tell me why. They were just like, oh, just pay this balance or it's gonna get taken out of your next year's tax return. Bitch, the fuck? And the letter came from the collection agency, the government collection agency of food stamps. Like, they have their own collection agency. Also, how evil do you have to be to work that job? Like, I just wanna know. Like, most people who have food stamps are not like well off enough to even be paying $2,000. Like, most of them don't have $2,000 in their bank account. I know I sure as hell don't. Like, since when did food stamps become a loaning service? Since when do I have to pay this shit back? Like, I'm thinking about it and I'm like, there's no way. There's no way that I've gotten that much in food stamps. Sorry, my ring light died. They're making me pay back like the whole thing with almost no explanation. And like, they were supposed to apparently send me a letter because I looked this up on Reddit to see if it had happened to anyone else. They were supposed to send me a letter about a hearing and all this stuff where I could appeal this. I didn't get any of that shit. I didn't get any of that in the mail. So I don't know what the fuck is going on. And before anyone wants to say shit, no, I did not falsify anything on my food stamps applications. I gave all my information to them. Obviously, I didn't, once I was done with my food stamps and couldn't qualify for them anymore, obviously I wasn't telling them about like the jobs I was working then, but because I was done with the program. But like, while I was on food stamps, I reported all my income. I did everything right. So yeah, I'm fucking livid right now, obviously.